And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, I love opportunities, and I know you guys do. You too. I mean, you guys love it like I do. Getting a chance, an opportunity, or an open door is somewhat of an expectation of an event that's going to bring great hope and joy. This is true for family, friends, relationship, education, employment, and more. However, there is nothing more exciting than an open door from the kingdom's perspective. Partnering with God and having divine approval could be one of the coolest things we ever experience on earth. That's why I know, like you do, if God is in on it, there won't even be a hint or a smudge of trouble. There won't be any struggles. There won't be no difficulties whatsoever. Yeah, right. Only in bizarro world. Try to get real on that one. Next, here's another fun one. What I love about the church is that there is nary or hardly a whiff of trouble or strain with believers among believers. Now, we all know that the church today has its share of problems. After all, zoning laws are getting tougher. It's getting bad to get discounts on communion materials. That could be a real challenge. But just like the early church, we all get along super well. We're just like the early church with everybody getting along. Believe me, and believe me when I say I have a bridge to sell you. And then finally, here's how it works. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father sent the Son sent the Spirit. This is called, in theology, the order of procession. Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, but he would not leave us as orphans. He took of himself and poured it out upon all of us through his Holy Spirit. Don't be deceived. The ministry of Jesus Christ is alive and well on earth. Ironically, we are some of the biggest vessels of that ministry. So let's go.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can reach us. You can email us, first off. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. Eddie emailed us a trivia answer just the other day, and he said something really funny about the Levite trivia question. He said afterwards they went out and they expanded the brand and made some really great jeans.
Interesting. Oh, nice.
That's very funny how people are doing that. That's hilarious. Okay, that's cool. You can email. Totally awesome. The other thing that you can do is you can text us. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D. Dynamite D. Dynamite T. Wait, you gotta go. You gotta do the sound. Don't you guys love radio?
Love radio. So what happened is when David says that, I click a sound, but the computer says we don't want to play it right now.
There you go. When you talk, do you like that? I gave you kind of like an abridged version of it. When you're talking to Dynamite D, especially at this particular time, that's like when we are heading into the weekend. That's right. We don't give up here. We don't know what that even means. Hey, if you've got a prayer request or a praise report and you think you can get through the two of us and not like fall apart, absolutely reach out to us. You can call us with a praise report. We'd love to hear it. You can call us with a prayer request. We'll take all of our faith. Everybody who's listening, and you think, well, how many people are listening? I have no idea. I know the Lord's listening. That's number one. And then everybody else, that's number two. That's why you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So bottom line is, if you've got something you want to share, share it. If you got something you need prayer for, let's pray for it. Let's pray about it. Let's talk about it. Let's deal with it. Let's bring it before the Lord. Or maybe you've got an answer to trivia. We already did one trivia question. Let's see if we can do another one. What is the name of the first priest mentioned in the Bible? Ooh. What is the name of the first priest mentioned in the Bible? Well, that's a good one. I think that's a good one. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So a lot of different things that you get to do because we're goofy that way. So we do have somebody. Are they ready to answer? Oh, they're ready to answer their phone. Let's just send them all through. Let's do it. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Will Rogers.
Hey, Will Rogers. How are you, sir?
I'm just about back to normal.
All right. Now we just got to get you. Got to push it just a little more so that you can get all the way over. That's what I want to see. Blessings,
well,
blessings. That is so good, brother.
Yesterday, I think things were doing just like they used to be.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. And we'll keep praying for you, but that is great, great news. We are blessed to hear you say that, okay? I just want you to know that. We are blessed by that. All right, my brother, here we go.
Sure.
What is the name of the first priest mentioned in the Bible?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, but Melchizedek?
Close enough! You get it! Da-da-da-da-da! And yes, Melchizedek. I don't mind. Doesn't bother me. It probably doesn't bother you. It's like, hey, that's the idea. He's the first priest mentioned in the Bible in Genesis 14:18 before there is any quote-unquote priesthood, which is why he is a priest like Christ. That's exactly why. Excellent job, my brother. Very, very good work.
Yes, sir.
Anything we can pray for you about, or we'll just keep praying for your health? I mean, I got zero problem with that, so we just want the Lord to bless you. Anything else?
Just this and the heat, man. It's hot out here.
I know.
I know. You can't help that. We're in Texas.
You know, I really feel bad when you guys call in because our studio, I'm just telling you, because of the studio equipment, it's cool in here.
It feels lovely.
I mean, I'm just being honest. Don't get mad. But I know, and just prevail and remember, if it's this hot here, wow. That's all you got to remember.
That's right.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
And bless you, sir. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. We got the greatest people. All right, we got to do our DNA, because if I don't, I will absolutely forget, because I just got a lot rolling on in the brain. Here is our DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. Just spend some time. Every day. I don't care. Just spend some time. I don't care. I don't care if it's 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. It doesn't matter. Just do it. Just spend time with it. Even if you give yourself, I'm going to spend 300 seconds with God. Great. Do it.
It's a must, Dave.
If you do it, you will be better for it. That's the bottom line. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say, no matter what they try and dump on you. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. OPM, other people matter. And why other people matter is because that's how God designed it. that he wants us to care for one another and bless one another. So when we have people call in like Samson, or if somebody comes in like Will Rogers and you just hear about him, you know what? It will not change you. It will not ruin you, I should say, if you spend a few seconds praying for that person. And it will change you, but it'll make you more Christ-like. And that's the way you want to do it. Okay? All right. Ready for this one? See, you guys, my intro was long, but there was some really good stuff in there. I know a lot of people don't understand it, and I write every one of those fresh. Just so you know, unless I'm doing a repeat on something that we never got to. We are in 1 Corinthians 16 in this text. We'll take a full 4 minutes or 5 minutes to do this. 1 Corinthians 16, 8 through 9. This is what Paul said. Under the leading of the Holy Spirit, the verbal plenary process of writing the Bible, which is writing exactly what God wants without losing the author's personality. Here it is, 1 Corinthians 16, 8 through 9. But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost. Well, verse 9, here we go. For a wide door for effective work has been opened to me. A wide door for effective work has been opened to me, and there are many adversaries. So what we get is, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to partner with God, and it's going to be great, and it's like a Billy Graham crusade, and this can happen, or we're going to have this chance to witness this person, or share with this person, or pray with this person, and we're just like, yeah, it's awesome, and it's a wide open door, and the Lord provides many of those for us throughout our lifetime. If we will maybe take a step back and look, you know what I'm saying, we will see that. Here's the thing, all right? There is an opportunity to do effective work in the kingdom of God. Effective. That means that it has a lasting impact. One of the things that I learned when I was much younger in the Lord, spent a lot of time, asking God a lot of questions, let's put it that way. And one of the things that the Lord helped me understand is when he does something, even though it seems temporary to us, in the way that God writes everything and logs everything, anything that God does is eternal. Because it never gets lost. It never gets lost, except for the record of your sins, which is based on his love. So you have all these great things. The Lord does all these wonderful things, all these things, and it's fantastic. And you're working in partnership with God, and he might just be filling your heart with joy and happiness. And then Paul goes, and there are many adversaries. It's like, wait, no, it's just a big harvest, Dave. We're just going to have a celebration. We're just going to do it. It's going to be nope. There's many adversaries. Part of a plan that God has ordained for you, so I wrote an entire book about it, may have and will likely have several bumps along the journey. That doesn't negate that it's from the Lord. It doesn't make it less valuable. And listen to this. It doesn't make it less effective. It just means there's a war going on. That's what you got to remember. And so when you move forward in something and it's effective, you must, at least to some degree, recognize, hey, this is a spiritual war. And the enemy, he's not just going to go, hey, take all my property. I don't care. That's would you do that? I wouldn't do that. Would you do that? So a big part of this is understanding those several bumps are not abnormal. The disciples, and I've mentioned this before, not just Jesus, but the disciples. Jesus is in the boat, right? The disciples are with Jesus in the boat. I refer to it often because it's in the scripture twice so that we know. And the disciples who Jesus said, let's get in this boat and go over there. Okay, God said to them, listen to what God said to them, let's get in the boat and go over there. So they get in the boat to go over there. Could you be any more in the will of God? And yet a storm comes. My whole point in saying that, people are like, well, this happened. The storm still came. They were in the will of God. That's what I'm trying to communicate is sometimes there's bumps. But sometimes those bumps are just a total testimony to the effectiveness of ministry that's taking place. You got to trust the Lord that he knows how to build the kingdom, right? And he knows how to use and utilize us better than we do. That would be the key. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." What happens when he stops following Christ? You stop following him. And what about 2 Corinthians 2:14? "Not that we rule over your faith," Paul said. What? "Not that we rule over your faith." So this whole notion that there's this authority structure and that people have to obey, because if they don't obey in every nuance, they're going to be, you know, zapped or whatever. Ours was better. You know what our story was? Ken told the story about past congregations he had, how about people who disobeyed him and spoke evil about them, and how God killed them. That's what he told us. In fact, it was true that somebody out of the 110 people out of his three previous churches, we'll just leave that there. One person did die. Wow, one out of 110. They picked up a hitchhiker on their way to Flagstaff, Arizona. Hey, I pastored in Flagstaff. And the hitchhiker ended up killing the guy because the guy was a mental case. But Ken used that after his church was closed 15 years later, saying, "See?" What? But we were too dumb to know. So now you have the same guy that told us how to attack a Christian leader, telling us we can no longer attack Christian leaders unless he, the anointed of God, gives us permission. He's in charge, and we can't challenge him or question him. And, oh, by the way, if we talk about the anointed or touch the prophets of God, God will kill us, and he's him. So he's the one of the anointed, so we can't touch him. Even though none of that is scriptural, none of that is right, and all of that is wackadoodle. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Let's see what we got going on. Another trivia question. Ready? Okay. You were halfway through the show already.
Halfway through, Dave.
Wow. I mean, just like, wow. That's all I can say. Here you go. Now you gotta, this is, you're gonna have to think a little bit, okay? I gotta think a little bit. Who was the priest under whom young Samuel served? Okay, all right. So you gotta be looking at 1 Sammy. That's right, 1 Sammy, chapter 1. Okay, all right. 1 Sammy, chapter 1. Who was the priest under whom Samuel served? If you think you know, then you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. It's so funny when people respond or reply. So Al actually got the pow-pow on this, but he gave the answer correct on the last one. It's just so funny. It's so funny. All right, I got one, two, three. It's 3.5 jokes, but they're four. They're one-liners. Just, you guys got to just put up with this. You know how this goes. So just put up with it, smile, and pretend it's funny. All right, here we go. Here's your first one. He's the real decisive type. He'll give you a definite maybe.
That was pretty good, though.
That's not bad. Now, listen to this one. I like this one, but you got to listen to it. It's a classic. Some people cause happiness wherever they go. Other people, whenever they go. See? That's a good one. All right, right. Not bad. All right. They call her Jigsaw because every time she's faced with a problem, she goes to pieces.
Say what?
Okay, and here's the last one. And I like this one probably the most, which tells you how bad I am. He left his job because of illness and fatigue. His boss got sick and tired of him. I'm sorry. That's hilarious. His boss got sick and tired of him. He left his job because of illness and fatigue. Sorry. That's funny. All right. Wow. Who was the priest under whom young Samuel served? That's what we're looking for. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Right into this next portion of text I want to go, because, you see, I did this on purpose. Probably the intro is better than the actual teaching, but I can't do much about that. So we just talked about it's not always so smooth, all right? That was 1 Corinthians 6, 8 through 9. Now we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 16, 10 through 11. So just two more verses right afterwards, and this one's called Personality Conflict, okay? All right. When Timothy comes, see that you put him at ease among you, for he's doing the work of the Lord as I am. So let no one despise him. Help him on his way in peace that he may return to me, for I'm expecting him with the brothers. Now, I want to point this out because we always talk about, you know, the church, and we want to be like the early church, and, you know, here's our problems. Listen, in the early church, they had a lot more conflict than we think of. They had a lot more persecution that they acknowledged, and they had a lot more willingness to suffer persecution for the cause. But we'll put that aside for a teaching at another point. What I want you to pick up on is that here's Paul talks about Timothy. Timothy's coming to see you guys. Like everyone else on the planet, you know, he was liked by everybody? He was liked by many, many people, but not everybody. Okay. And so Paul says, I don't know why I find this humorous, other than it's just so realistic in the church today. Paul says, put him at ease. Okay. Why would you have to put Timothy at ease? Right. And then Paul says, why you got to put him at ease? He's doing the Lord's work. Right. And then he says, let no one despise him. So I will use this in today's language. This is a paraphrase. It's not the exact text, but it ain't far off, right? Be easy on this guy. He's doing the best he can for the Lord. Stop giving him such a hard time. It's like, this is what's going on. This is written to a church in Holy Writ forever. And so what Paul says is like everybody else, Timothy's a great guy, right? But not necessarily everybody loves him. Well, you know what? Put him at ease. Don't despise him. In fact, help him. You'll find that there'll be people with personality conflicts all the time, right? You want a really good example? I can give you four books that show you tremendous personality conflicts in the most superior group ever put together. It's called Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because between the 12, there were several personality, you know, they were together for 3+ years. You think they had some moments? How about when James and John were like, we want to get the best seats? How do you think everybody felt? You know, especially Peter, I would think would be like, hey, I'm hearing all these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can, you know, it's there. And so, when you have a personality conflict, instead of trying to despise somebody or dislike them, and this is specifically church related, because people walk into church and like, I don't like that person. You know, I don't like them. They smile at me funny or something. Here's the thing. People are doing, when they're doing the kingdom work, they're authentic people, doing the best they can to go before the Lord, just like you are, to do the things of the Lord. Don't despise them. Be a help for them. Be a blessing. Be somebody who can help and support in the situation. It's not abnormal to have, you know, groups are, the 12 didn't, it wasn't a perfect group, right? You had Andrew and Peter, and you had James and John. They all knew each other. They had a business together. They probably weren't highly impressed with Matthew, who was a tax collector, the person they despised the most. And then you start going through the list of all the people. There were personality issues. Here's what you do. You don't let that rob you of seeing that God uses different people in different ways to accomplish different tasks. And that's a good thing. If you're a person that doesn't have a heart for a missionary, for missionaries, or for the, like that's like doesn't seem like that's where you're at, but then you're right next to somebody who's just all about missions and thinks everybody else should be about missions, don't despise that person. That's what's on their heart. They're trying to do the best they can. Vice versa, if you're a person in missions and you have all for that and somebody next to you and they don't have the same heart you do, don't despise them. Help them. Bless them. Be a help to one another. Be the strength to one another. Be the empowerment to one another. And the reason I bring this up is because if you're so far out of the church that all you do is attend and sit on your blessed assurance, you probably have zero personality conflicts because you're not connected to anybody. That is not a compliment, in case you're wondering. That was a mean way to say that, huh? Sorry.
It's good, though, Dave.
Truth is truth. You can't do anything for or against the truth. Truth doesn't change. 2 + 2 = 4 still, no matter what you do, even if you, you know, try and say it's not like they are in the woke culture. All right. Who was the priest under whom Samuel, the young Sammy, served? And the answer is Eli. Eli was the priest and whom he served under. And that's leading me a little bit more towards we're probably going to go into 1 Samuel as a teaching. It's just so fascinating. Such great material. So I hope
that's a good one.
That's a good one, right? That's good. All right. You guys pray about it. We'll figure out the best direction to go. All right. That's that for that. We will take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus, and as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're not going to do the trivia question right away because we do have Sergio that's going to be on the line and ask a question. But I do want to remind everybody, and we are going to send you the website because we absolutely need to send you to the website. How's that? That's a nice way to say that. And in sending you to the website, we've been doing this. Now when we're telling people, hey, on the website, there are apps that are there for you for free. There is the opportunity for you to check out ambassador stuff, which is like brochures, business cards, and bumper stickers. They're free. You don't have any quota. You don't have to give them out as a service. You can just have them on you. It's totally up to you how that works out. Plus, also on the website are a lot of teachings, a lot of videos, a lot of audios, as well as an opportunity to give. There's little red buttons that say donate, 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 donate. And the scripture we're using for today, Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to God, and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. So if you're able to do that for us, great. We still want you to do that because that principle of giving is required for the stewardship before God, no matter what. And if you have to take care of home base where you're going to church. We're just telling you that all the time. Unless the Lord specifically puts on your heart to give to this ministry, then that's between you and the Lord. Addition to all that, check out the website at hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's nice.
That's like the best one. I love that. I wish you'd do that on every Friday. That's the best one right there. Okay, let's have Sergio buzz on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Is this my good friend Sergio?
Yes, sir, David. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, my brother?
Good, good. Just patiently waiting for football season, FYI.
That is absolutely hilarious. That's like, I feel you.
Oh, and let me give you a shameless plug on your team, but the Detroit Lions is arrow is pointing up, just FYI.
I'm sorry, what's happening with the Lions?
Their arrow is pointing up.
You know, when you've been 0-16, it's hard not to just say, you know?
Well, if you read anything that's pertinent in the NFL, their arrow is pointing up, just FYI. But,
so there's hope, right?
Yes, there's hope. Hey, awesome. So let me just get to the reason why I'm calling.
Sure.
And forgive me for giving that little.
Oh no, that's hilarious! I love it.
But so it was almost kind of like a good segue of that fill that you threw in about keeping your eye on Jesus. I want you to expand a little bit on a scripture that says putting all your care on Him because He cares for you, something to that effect.
Yep.
You know that
yep.
one?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And so, I mean, on a personal level, this morning, I mean, I was really, really bummed out, Dave. I mean, I had so much pressure at work I had so many things to do and stuff like that. And then I got into my devotion and I just kind of like, you know, I just kind of like breathe and kind of let it be. And it's just amazing how a supernatural, you know, something comes into effect and says, you've got this, or I've got this, and don't worry. And so I just really wanted to let you know that that happened to me this morning. I feel better now. And other than that, have a great weekend. Stay cool. And thank you for all you do. And I'll hear your answer on the radio. Thank you, David.
Excellent question. Thank you, brother. All right. This is going to blow people away. This is how good the Lord is. Okay. Do you want to know one of the things that I told Nurse Peggy today? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. You know what that is? Casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. The exact same thing he was just bringing up. So let me just give you this little spill. This is so cool. I mean, the Lord is really going to minister to a few people in this process. So just really listen to what's being said, okay? The hardest part on casting your care unto the Lord, the single hardest part, I would argue this with any theologian until I would die on this hill. The single hardest thing is letting go. It's the hardest thing. No matter if you are a person who is used to, then letting go is it's the moment, right? Because we are used to doing and trying to create, provide, coordinate, and to be honest, many of us who say we trust in the Lord after we've exhausted our resources. I mean, there's a lot of people that do that, so there's just an honesty element. It's just not a bad idea. But listen to this. This is just, I'm really trying to help. I'm going to read this out of a study Bible. It's right in front of me. This is how gracious the Lord is. When it says casting all your care upon him because he cares for you, the word care is mirimna. Okay, it's from mirio, to divide, and nos, the mind. The word denotes distractions, anxieties, burdens, and worries. The word means to be anxious beforehand about daily life. Such worry is unnecessary because the Father's love provides for both our daily needs and our special needs. And what we have to do to cast the care. And when it's talking about casting the care, it's a process of throwing it off of us. Because when we care, like the anxiety care, casting all your care or anxiety upon him because he cares for you. In an anxiety or a care situation like that, we have a mind that's divided. And a part of your mind thinks, this is good because it can work. And then the other part thinks this is bad because it can't work. And you might even have a third division. They're going, this is crazy and I'm losing my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might all be going on together. But it's a division in your thoughts. And what the Lord wants you to do is stop that and let it go. So how do you go about that? And it's you're just going to hate me. I know this, but I love you guys anyway. You put so this is not me telling you, this is me telling you and me. We put so much energy into thinking about our situation, so much mind time into it, that the way that you let it go is stop dividing your mind and surrender into the hands of God the whole thing. Now, the truth is, and I love that Eric brought the whole verse in. It says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he might exalt you in due time. That whole point of humility is to stop trying to run the show. To stop. You're not God, right? You don't turn to God when, well, there's nothing else left for me to do, so now I'll turn to God. That's not faith. That's desperation. You want to do it in faith? Do that before you're desperate. Turn it over. That's the difference. And people are like, no, wait, Dave, what you're trying to tell me is that I shouldn't do everything that I can? Yeah, there's times that you actually should not do everything that you think you can possibly do. That's like doing everything you can, and when it doesn't work, then you pray. Now, how ridiculous. Aren't you supposed to pray in the beginning? Right? We had this teaching just last week or the week before. Jonah, I mean, he's got one leg in the shark or one leg in the fish. How is he not praying? Why is he all the way in there? Then he's praying. How ridiculous. Pray before. What? It's got your leg. Pray. start in prayer, but then don't try and manipulate around God saying, well, I'm going to make it happen one way or another. We do that all the time. Stop your mind division. Surrender it. And the text that was, so when Peggy and I were talking, the text that I brought up to her, listen to this, the text I brought up to her was Jesus in the garden, because there is nothing more profound than somebody who knows what the track is, what the action is, what's got to happen, what doesn't got to happen, what's got to be said, what shouldn't be said. Nobody knew that like Jesus. Jesus brought the situation before the Father and said, I really don't like this. This is not what I prefer, but here we go. Not what I desire, not what I will, but what you will. And that's called letting it go. And think, yeah, but Dave, but afterwards he got crucified. Yeah, but then after that he got resurrected. So are you focusing on the crucifixion or the resurrection? Uh-oh.
Oh, wow, Dave.
That's just like, uh-oh. Uh-oh. So now, arrogantly, some people, and I've done this in the past, so I'm confessing it. You know, people are like, you know, they because you'll see somebody's got Jesus on the cross, a little bit more of a tradition in some of them, you know, older style churches or whatever, and it's like, hey, he's off that thing. You know, we used to do that. Because it's a little arrogant. But that's that. The point is, if you're so focused on, you know, the what it is, you're not seeing what's coming before. And the entire premise is what? Hebrews 12, 1, 2. I mean, you can live your life in Hebrews 12, 1, 2, and 3. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. I mean, he just could see, hey, you know what's past this? Is this. Hey, you know what's past your pain? Is no pain. Hey, you know what's past your trial? Is glory. Hey, you know what's past that struggle? Is no peace of mind, grace, mercy, kindness. It's like just exactly like Sergio said, at some point where he's just like, and then it just kind of like under the power of the Holy Spirit, he's like, yeah, okay, I'm done. And you know, every one of you will agree with me on this. Every person who hears my voice, sometimes things get so ridiculous that you just look at them and you go, I don't care. And you just, it's right, it's like get there, and you know that's like a normal part of it, right? Well, guess what? There's a process in that where you do that before the Lord, and then you can care a lot less a lot sooner and go through a lot less grief. How about that? There's no way around that. It's like, okay, that's good. We got to do that.
Wow.
Okay? All right. Excellent question by Sergio, by the way. Another phenomenal question. The best I got question. I just want to, what about this? What about this? Excellent job, my brother. So proud of you. So blessed to be your brother. We'll take our break, actually, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been my privilege in my past. I've been a Christian for a short time, only about 40 years. But when I was in my first year, I had a chance to meet James Robeson, who had a chance to pray for my brother and myself. Very helpful at a very needful time as we were fighting our way out of a Christian cult. And he prayed for clarity. And it was just a pastor's gathering in Phoenix, Arizona. And I have the privilege again of interviewing one of what I consider to be one of the great men of God who are still with us on this planet. And I just want to give a whole hearty welcome and open door and open heart to James Robeson. Thank you, sir, for being a part of our show and a part of our audience.
Well, David, it's a pleasure to join with you, and I'm grateful that praying together was meaningful to you and a very important point in your life. So just joy to be with you and your listeners. Now, David, can I just download what I believe is the heart of our Heavenly Father to your listeners for a few minutes?
Yes, please, by all means.
When I spoke to the leaders before the election, and I talked about the need, this is in Washington, there were nearly 2,000 pastors and church leaders there. And I said, I'm telling you, there are people right now who are being captivated by the Jesus they see in some of our lives. And I said, listen to me. We have a fatherless nation, desperately in need of a father. If we, as believers, as Christians, who have the perfect Father, if we would show people clearly what the family of the perfect Father looks like, I believe the fatherless would run to the Father and the Father's house. And I believe that. I said that to the President of the United States. I said, sir, your children say you're a good father. Eric Trump happened to be sitting by me when I first said that. Eric said, he's a great father. I said, well, he may be, but that doesn't mean he's flawless. I do believe that we need a father, and I believe we can pray and God can raise up people that have a father's heart. And so I began to emphasize the church revealing what the father's like. Now listen to me. We as believers comprise the body of Christ, the body of born-again, baptized into Christ believers who are born from above. We have a perfect heavenly Father who reveals his will. He's not willing that any should perish. He said, you call on me, and I'll heal your land. Now, listen to me. Christian believers, we're not looking for a champion. We've got one. He's the only one that rides the white horse. We're not looking for a king. We have a king. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that's Jesus. He holds kings in his hand. Our king, our shepherd, our father said, come to me as my family, and you ask me to heal your land in desperate need of healing. You come in humility. You come knowing I'm the only one that can heal, and I can use imperfect vessels to accomplish my perfect will. I always have. I always will.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're going to do our trivia question. This is a pretty good one. I think you guys will probably get this. How often could the high priest enter the most holy place? How often could the high priest, talking about the Old Testament, enter the most holy place? Wow. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. When you see this last teach and you think about what we just did in that previous segment, you're going to go, there is no way that was uncoordinated.
You're wrong.
Anyway, but in the meantime, we're going to do our history because I still have history. So let's do history.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, today, you got to help me on this one. Today is Shark Awareness Day.
Meaning?
I guess be aware of sharks.
I don't think that is. Hey, you should always be aware.
If you saw, so you didn't see. So when Jaws. First, oh, when that first came out, baby, it was
that was
just
a classic.
Like, I went to see that with my best friend at the time. He jumped up and he hit me in the head. I mean, it was just like he accidentally smacked me. It was just like so hilarious. Well, it wasn't there because I then started screaming too. It's also National Tape Measure Day. So that's good. Tape measure. Kind of need those things. In this day, in 1933, and we certainly hope we don't see a repeat of this in our country, but in 1933 in Germany, all political parties are outlawed except the Nazi Party. Yikes. 1951, first racehorse to win $1 million. Citation. 1951, the racehorse won over $1 million.
That was big money back then, too.
Big money back then. And then 1969, discontinued bills. So listen to this. Department of Treasury, Federal Reserve System announced the currency notes for 500, 1,000, 5,000, and 10,000. Bills would be discontinued due to the lack of use. No kidding. Although they weren't, they were last printed in 1945. Their final issuance was the 1969 discontinuation. So that
I will
was
pay
it.
You in your $1,500 bill.
That's right. You know, give me everything you have in your wallet. No. No. I'm not going to do that. Okay, let's go back to the trivia question, which is a pretty good one, I think. How often could the high priest enter the most holy place in the Old Testament? If you think you know that answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. So how often could the high priest go into the very presence of God to deal with sin in the Old Testament? How often was he allowed to do that?
That's funny, Dave, because when I opened my Bible, it's talking about that particular thing.
That's classic. All right. Now, look at this. So we just did all this stuff. Lots of fun, I think. Oh, we do have somebody calling in, so we're definitely going to give them an opportunity. And I love shows like this. I mean, we think we have an idea what's going to happen. I don't know. You know, we're just doing the best we can before the Lord. But I think the Lord helps us and strengthens us through the process, and that's a big part of it. And then we're going to do this little follow-up, which I think is really kind of cool too. Keep in mind, I do need prayer for wisdom on where we're taking some of these new books. That is important because we want to do the best we can before Him. But we'll also always try to keep it open so that if the Lord wants to make a change or do something different, that's like totally copacetic. All right, last time on the trivia question, and then I'm going to get into the teaching. We do have somebody on the line, but I'm trying to stall a little. This is called radio stall. You don't want dead air, but you do want somebody to respond to something. So how often could the high priest enter the most holy place? Three, two, I got to teach it, dude. I can't keep going. All right, so listen, we just had that great question from Sergio. It was lights out fantastic, okay? Here's the thing. He asked a great question. It's like, how do we, you know, do that? And how do you got to cast your cares? We just talked about the mind and everything else. Here's my last teach. I didn't know Sergio was going to call. Here's the last teach I'm doing in this segment. It's out of 1 Corinthians 16, 5 through 6. Okay, this is such a great, if I can do it right, it's such a great teaching. Forgive me if I fail to communicate it, but 1 Corinthians 16, 5 through 6. Here's what Paul wrote. I will visit you after passing through Macedonia, for I intend to pass through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you and even spend the winter, so that you may help me on my journey wherever I go. So give me a second. Let me show you this breakdown. Paul goes, I will visit you after passing through Macedonia, for I intend to pass through Macedonia. Let me explain something to you. Paul intended to do something, but he doesn't control it. So this is actually called our goofy plans. So he, even the Apostle Paul, right, has this plan. I'm going to pass through Macedonia. Well, that's what I intend to do. Intentions, like intentions, right? And then he goes, and perhaps I will stay with you or even spend the winter. Perhaps, I call them perhaptions. That's a new word. Perhaptions. What do you mean? What's a perhaption? It's like you perhaps this will happen. That's a perhaption, or I intend to. That's an intention. And so perhaps I'll stay with you, even spend the winter. Maybe you can help me on my journey wherever I go, if the Lord permits. And see, this is the whole thing, is we always think we know every nuance, every angle, everything we're going to do. It's like, that's not how this rolls. That is not how the faith rolls. Even Paul, being led by the Holy Spirit, doing the best that he can, also understands, hey, this is what I'm intending to do. And perhaps I can do this, okay? 1 Corinthians 16, 5 through 6. Perhaps I can get away and do this and spend the winter with you. Hopefully. It's like, see, there's this point where you stop. Oh, wait. Now here, listen, James 4, 13 through 15. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go into such and such a town and we'll spend a year there and trade and make profit. Verse 14 of James 4. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Indeed, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. That's the Lord telling us, hey, you know all those brilliant plans you have? It's okay to have them, but you don't own the plans of the future. There's nothing wrong with planning, and there's nothing wrong with planning in faith. You shouldn't plan in fear anyway. But the point is, it still has to be what? Submitted. The petition has to be in submission. And so we make plans. And you think, well, how does this relate to what we're talking about? Because you don't know every nuance that God is going to do or not going to do, which is why you don't need to carry it and try and control it and own it. Because guess what? You have no idea what's going to happen in an hour, let alone in a day. How do you know what's going to happen 20 minutes from now? Have you been there? God has. Just think of that. How do you know what's going to happen next hour? Have you been there? God has. And in every possible capacity. So that's why, instead of trying to run it, own it, control it, you know, throttle it,
you have to let it go. Because his plans are the ones that happen. You make plans, but you surrender them. You intend to do something, but you surrender it, recognizing if the Lord wills, we'll do that. Perhaps the Lord will let me do this. Maybe. Bring it before the Lord. Ask him to help, but submit, which means surrender. Okay? All right. Let's have the caller pop on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is your brother, Ace.
Hey, brother Ace. How are you? Good to see you. I'd love to hear from you, brother. It's just such a delight to my heart.
Mine too. Hear your voice on a personal level.
Well, all right. I'm going to have you answer a trivia question because your time's a little tight. So here we go. Yeah. Ready? Yeah. How often could the high priest enter the most holy place?
Anyone once a year to make atonement for himself and for all Israel.
That is correct, Amanda! And now, because of Jesus Christ, how often can we now enter into the most holy place?
Every day.
Right. Every day. 365, 24/7. Right?
The grace is always open to those who believe and receive the grace of God.
Amen, brother. Amen. How you doing, by the way?
I'm doing great. I'm almost 80, so I'm in the class of Mary and the rest of us. I'm holding on. I'm blessed. I mean, I can't say I'm not blessed because I get up every day, go do a show every day somewhere in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it gives me strength to do it and plant water seeds. So I'm doing the best I can with what he gives me, and that's it's not me, but it's him working through me to do what he wants to do.
Amen. Amen. And because of that, brother, you're a blessing. You're a kingdom advancer and a blessing for your brothers and sisters who get to hear you. No, you are, and people ought to be praying. We'll close the show out. Let me pray for you. I'm going to close the show out praying for you.
Okay.
And let me just say this, Dave. Brother Ace offered to help me with whatever the issue is with the car.
See, that's the kind of brother he is. Is he not that way? He's exactly that way. Let me pray. Father, I just lift up my brother to you, Brother Ace. He's been one of our longtime, Lord. You know how close he is to you. You know how close he is in the kingdom. I just ask you to give my brother a blessing from heaven. And that he would know this is because his brothers and sisters are praying for him and asking you to bless him and let him go, thank you. Let him know that it's from you because you love him. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, my brother. I love you, bro.
We're going to get D out in trouble, so don't worry about D. All right.
You got it. Okay, God bless.
Okay. We'll see you guys later.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye. What a great guy. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 70 and one-half-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.